Now we come to the fourth chapter of 1 Samuel. And as we come here to the fourth chapter, we see this moving to the time when God brings to a conclusion the thing that he has said that he would do. And we see here the low spiritual condition of Israel at this particular time. And we're also going to see that God makes good what he said about the line of Eli. Eli's son are slain, and Eli drops dead. Now will you notice chapter 4. This is a very dark picture, by the way, that we have in chapter 4. And I'm beginning reading now, 1 Samuel 4:1. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer, and the Philistines pitched in Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel, and when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines?" Now listen to this. And this is a revelation of their superstition, how far they were from God, and of their self-sufficiency, and of their selfishness. Listen to this. I'm reading now, verse 3, 1 Samuel 4. "Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies." Now, believe me, they're superstitious. Israel now, without consulting Samuel, they went out to battle against the Philistines. What happened? It led to defeat. God was to lead these people. And Samuel now is God's prophet, and he's the spokesman now. What happened then? They think now that what was lacking, they should have taken the ark with them. Well, they had the tradition that the ark had gone down into the water and the Jordan had opened up. And so they brought the ark of the covenant into battle, thinking that its presence would bring victory. My friend, this reveals the superstitious paganism of the people who thought that there was some merit in the object. The merit was not in that box, because God wasn't in a box, and you can't get him in a box. The merit was in the presence and the person of God. Oh, today in church work, there are a great many people think that God today is in a box, and they're just as superstitious. And even in our good churches, they said, "Now look, this is a method. And that's a nice little package deal, by the way. You can put it away in a box. Now you take it out. And this method is going to work. This method will solve our problems." And so many people go in that direction today. My friend, that's not being spiritual. It's being superstitious. The merit is in Christ. The merit today is in him, and it's whether he's with us or not. That's the important thing. Let me turn that around. The merit is whether we are with him today. That's the thing that is all important.